first verse. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord and that delights greatly in his commandments. Now, that phrase, delights greatly in his commandments, simply means that this man inclines to the things of God. Now, there are many things in life that can try to reach out and get your attention and hold it. You have to ask yourself a question. Is it really that important to me? You know what I mean? I'm the kind of person where I incline toward the things of God. Nothing thrills me more than hearing a good lesson or studying something in the Word and getting new insights, seeing something in a little different light so I can share it with other people. Man, that's just heaven for me. You know what I mean? But there are other people that are inclined to give themselves to many different things. But if you want to be blessed, be a person who inclines toward the things of God. Now, that does not mean that you incline towards every church thing that's out there. Are you with me? Because there are a lot of things that churches do under the guise of a church service or religious activity that really have nothing to do with the things of God. Now, that might sound pretty outrageous, but if you've been to a church service where they're not ministering by the Holy Spirit or they're not teaching you God's Word, then you have to ask yourself a question. You know, what am I inclining to? I remember years ago I went to a service and my wife was there, my sister-in-law was there, and they brought a bunch of singing groups in from Buffalo. And, you know, we have a saying in the black church, if you want to pack out a black church, have a sing-in or a cookout. Either one, you'll fill the place up. And so these people were singing and carrying on, and folks were getting excited. And I'm sitting there watching this thing, and there was this one group, and they got to singing this song, and this guy started, you know, bouncing down the aisle and doing this funny move, you know. And I was sitting next to my sister-in-law, Ozella. And Ozella said, "Ooh, boy, is he anointed." And I leaned over and whispered in her ear. I said, "Ozzy, he's been practicing that for months." Serious. He'd been practicing that move for months. I knew that. And that wasn't the Spirit of God. Are you with me? And see, some of these same guys that were worshiping God, praising the Lord, then you got outside the church and you'd see these guys and you'd thinking, "Whoa, wait a minute. I thought he's supposed to be a Christian." You see him doing things and saying things that really don't line up with godly things. And I'm like, "Whoa. Well, what you got is a religious entertainer." Are you with me? So everything that is supposedly a church, quote unquote, church service does not necessarily incline to the things of God. Y'all understand that? Okay, had to clarify that for you a little bit. Notice the next verse. Blessed is a man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Now, here's the thing I want you to understand. Your position with reference to God's presence not only has an impact upon you, but it'll affect your whole family. It'll affect your whole family. Keep your finger in Psalm 112 and go to the right. Go to Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20. I want to show you.